If you'd like to support this ministry, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. So now we're going to talk about the overflow and all its different aspects and how that you can walk in the overflow of the Holy Spirit in your life and how it functions so that you can understand the mechanics of it and that you can utilize it with knowledge and understanding and wisdom. So we're going to go through a few scriptures so that you can get some concepts down and understand what I'm talking about. The Bible talks about, even in the New Testament, it talks about men being filled with the Holy Spirit. And it suggests that when they were about to minister or speak something or do something, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, as opposed to just going about their own business. All of a sudden the anointing would drop on them and they would start speaking the words of God, and they would start speaking judgment, or they would walk in miracles, and all of these things would happen from a place of being filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, in Luke it says, "For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink no wine nor liquor or alcohol, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb." It's talking about John the Baptist. In Luke 4, it talks about Jesus. When he came back, he was led by the Holy Spirit. So he spent 40 days in the wilderness, fasting and, putting down the flesh and beating up the devil. And he came out of the wilderness being filled with the Holy Spirit. He started his ministry. So we need to be full of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was our template. He showed us how it was done. He was even baptized, and John the Baptist said, "What am I doing baptizing you?" He said, "Let it be done for all righteousness' sake." He was the prototype. He was not going to cut any corners, but he was going to show us exactly how you should do it. So he got baptized, we get baptized. He got full of the Holy Spirit, we get full of the Holy Spirit. He fasted and prayed, we fast and pray. We get full of God so that we can minister. He did the same thing. He was God in the flesh, but he did it all for righteousness' sake. Best practices. That's what righteousness is. He wanted to show us how it was done so that we had a template, so that we had a guide, we had an example. And he didn't cut corners, although he could have, but he did it for our sake, to show us and demonstrate to us how to walk in the Lord. So in Acts chapter 2 it says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." It was the Spirit that enabled them to speak in tongues, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then Peter, it says in Acts 4, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, rulers and elders of the people," and he started on them, preaching to them. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. And in Acts 4:31 it says, "And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness." You know, trying to speak the word of God with boldness, not being filled with the Holy Spirit or to overflowing, is pretty hard work. You're doing it on your own effort. The idea is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It says in Acts chapter 11, it says, "For he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and considerable numbers were brought to the Lord." That's Barnabas. And when he went down to Antioch, then there's Paul, or Saul. It says, "But Saul, who was also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, fixed his gaze on him." He's talking about a guy, I think his name was Bar-Jesus, and he said, "Be blind for a season." So Paul was a nice man, but when the Holy Spirit needed to minister through him, he gave him boldness, and power turned up and authority turned up. And Paul, being filled with the Holy Spirit, or full of the Holy Spirit, was energized by the Holy Spirit and spoke the words directly from God. So God wants us to minister to people with niceness, gentleness, kindness, and meekness. But you know, sometimes people don't respond to that. And God steps in and he speaks from an authoritative sense where he judges people. I've had the Lord move on me, and I've spoken the words that they're not mine. And other people standing around and they're amazed. But it was like God spoke through me. And it was like he pushed me aside and stepped into me and spoke through me to these people. And it was very powerful. So that was a time when I was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, we're always full of the Holy Spirit. We want to stay full of the Holy Spirit so that we don't have to go away and pray and fast for a week before we can let God move through us. The idea is to operate from your overflow. So if you're operating from your overflow, then the Lord can move on you very quickly. So let's consider a cup. Okay, so you pray and you get full of God. You pray continually or consistently and you get full of God over a period of time, weeks, months, whatever, depending on how big the cup that the Lord has put you in. So you pray, and then when you get full, if you stay full, then when the Lord moves upon you, then the tap turns on, but it doesn't fill the cup because the cup's already full, full to the brim, full to nearly overflowing. And then as the overflow flows over the sides of the cup onto the saucer or the container, you minister from that position. You minister from that overflow. And as soon as the tap turns off, as soon as the flow from heaven turns off, you're still full, ready to go at a moment's notice because you're full of God all the time. He doesn't have to fill you from half a cup or from three quarters of a cup. You are already full of God. So when you lift your hands in the air, heaven starts supplying the power and the authority and whatever is needed, and it lands in your cup but it can't go into the cup. It overflows because there's no more room in the cup. And from that place of overflow, you minister. Do you understand that concept? So if you pray and seek God and build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for his return, you'll find that when you go to minister, it will be easy. When people ring us up on the phone and say, we've got cancer or tumors or whatever, we say, no worries. We put them on speakerphone. We're going to pray and the Lord's going to fill your place with his presence. And then you're going to be healed. So we tell them to sit down, close their eyes, and open their heart up, and we say, we're going to worship. So we worship, we start praying and worshiping the Lord. It only takes 20 seconds, and then all of a sudden I can feel the presence of God all over me because I'm operating from my overflow. I'm full of God. And this is an interesting thing, but like a magnet, because I'm full of God, I'm able to pull down the things from heaven. I'm able to connect with heaven, and heaven floods into my life because I'm full of God. Like a magnet, a strong magnet, when it comes to another piece of metal, it pulls the metal to itself. So when you're full of God, you have access, full access to heaven and all of the pieces that operate in the kingdom of God. Power, knowledge, understanding, miracles, words of knowledge, operation of miracles, all of these things you have access to, and they're distributed by the Holy Spirit. So when you lift your hands, if you have to pray for 20 minutes or an hour to get into the presence of God and then something happens, well, so be it. But it's a better operation to be already filled or previously filled and stay filled. So that if you're full of God, wherever you go, no matter what happens, you can lift your hands and the kingdom of God responds instantly. That's operating from your overflow. You know, we hear about people who minister and they come into the town three or four days before and they pray and they fast. They lock themselves up in some motel room and they pray and fast. And then they go to the church, they get on stage, and then stuff happens. Well, they weren't full when they got to the town. They had to fill themselves up and they had to move into the church full then, but wait a couple of days. We don't need to do that if we're wise. We can be called upon at any time, any place, out in the shopping centers, on the street, anywhere, around a whole bunch of unbelievers, and we can lift our hands, and the glory of God will fill the place because we're full of God and we operate from our overflow. So how's this for a concept? We work in teams. I've got a brother named Jono, and what he has done for years is that he goes and fasts and prays, and he creates an open heaven, or he creates a place where faith can be, and then Don and I fly in, and then when we get there, everything's all ready for us to minister. So, you know, Jono, he prayed in Tasmania. He spent a lot of time fasting in Tasmania. He called us down. We flew down there. As soon as we got off the plane, the power of God, the anointing was all over us. We went from house to house praying for people, and miracles happened. People got healed. People delivered from all sorts of diseases. People getting on fire. And then we flew back out. And we worked as a team. You know, when Jesus went to a house, it said, and there was faith there to heal people. So people were there ready. And, you know, Jono, he moved in, he went to another little town. He was there for a couple of weeks praying in a person's house. And then somebody else heard about us and called us down. So we're getting divine connections. So we get there and we find out that Jono's been there praying for a couple of weeks, but, you know, he picks us up from the airport in Melbourne. We go to this little town, and as soon as we get to the door, this sister opens the door, and her eyes are all bug-eyed because she's heard about the Lord working through us. And we're all a team. Jono's there working with us in the kingdom of God. Don and I are working. These people are operating faith, and they're believing in the miracles of God and the possibilities. And we open the door, or she opens the door. We stepped in, shook hands, gave everybody hugs, and then we walked into the lounge room, and within, it was probably 30, maybe a minute and a half from the time we got through the door, not even probably that, and all of a sudden when we walked into the lounge room, I felt the presence of God all over the place, and I said, I can feel the Lord's here, there are angels here, and I said, can we work, just have some prayer, and so, you know, we're only there for a minute and a half maybe, probably less, and the sister said, yep, okay, so we got into the lounge room, and we just lifted our hands, and the presence of God opened up, the kingdom of God, everything flooded in, and people started getting their lives changed. And that happened all afternoon, right up until the evening. You know, we had the father come home, and he was dry as a bone, and by the end of the night, he was worshipping with his heart. He pouring his heart out to the Lord. He saw his little kids, who were spirit-filled, you know, were eight, I don't know, they were 11 or 10 or something, and we prayed over them, and they got on fire, and he looked at them, and he said, I want this. His little kids were worshipping with their little hearts full of God, and it just melted him, and he thought, I want this. And he's on fire, massively on fire, him and his wife and his kids, up to this day. Praise the Lord. Because Jono did something, we did something, the people operated faith, and God was able to flood into that situation. It's not about one person, it's about everybody operating in their own perspective parts, bringing the kingdom of God to earth. We all work as a team. We're the body of Christ. And there's no heroes in the body of Christ, only Jesus. And we all operate together under his control, under his direction through the Holy Spirit. And all divine connections happen, and the kingdom of God floods into the prospective people, prospective place, prospective individuals who are full of God. And the kingdom of God takes up residence. That's how it happens. So if you pray in tongues and build yourself up, then you will fill your vessel up with the presence of God. Then when you lift your hands up, heaven will respond instantly. So once heaven responds instantly and you're in that place, God doesn't leave you in that place. He upgrades you over and over again. So you go from a cup that can pull down heaven, and the stuff that you pull down from heaven is equal to the stuff that you are full of. So God increases your volume, so you're no longer a cup, but you're a bucket. And then you can pull down greater power from heaven. And then as you're faithful and stay full as a bucket, he increases you to not a 10 or 20 gallon bucket, but a 30 or 50 gallon bucket. And there's greater power, greater stuff you can pull down from heaven because you have a greater capacity. And then he increases you bigger and bigger. As we behold his face, as we look at him and understand who he is, he transforms us from glory to glory. And we move into a higher place of operation. There's no place where you've made it. You were always continually pressing towards the mark of the higher calling. So as we get bigger and bigger in our capacity and we lift our hands up, then the presence of God just turns up in great, massive bucket loads. Now, if we let our bucket or our cup run down, then when we lift our hands up, we have to get full of God as well and then start ministering. And it takes a bit of effort. But, you know, Don and I have been taught by the Lord personally to stay full of the Holy Spirit so that when we need to minister, we can step into that glory instantly. And that's how we minister, from within the glory or the presence of God. So we lift our hands and we start worshiping, and we, by faith, through the power of God, step into that river that flows from the throne of God. And when we step into that river, everything that flows in that river we have access to. So we operate from the glory of God, from within the glory of God. Just like God said in the beginning, let there be light, and the Spirit of God hovered over the deep, and from within that glory, God spoke and said, let there be light. He's shown us how to do it. So we step into that river, into the glory of God, and we speak the inspired words of God, and heaven responds. So now we're going to move into another part of this overflow. So we're speaking the inspired words of God. God's going to act on those inspired words. Not our own formula or what we think or our own vocabulary of wonderful God-sounding words or biblically-sounding words. We can quote scriptures, this, that, and the other. But we step into that river and then we become inspired by God. And we speak his word, perfect word for that moment. And we operate in the perfect will of God. And we try not to mix our own stuff with his. We don't want mixture. We want the pure word of God. And then from that, miracles happen. So we can come into an open heaven. So when we open our, lift our hands up and we start speaking or praising God, an open heaven opens up around us, and the glory of God fills the room. And we have access through an open heaven. And because we're full of God, wherever we go, whatever geographical position we find ourselves in, we can open up heaven. We can open up heaven amongst a whole bunch of heathens, bunch of people who know not God at all. And we can step around them, and we can step in amongst them, and we can open up a heaven, and the glory of God can fill the place. I've done it many a times. When I'm sitting down waiting for something, I can drop into the Spirit and the atmosphere around me changes. And I find that to be pretty cool. So we don't have to be in church. We don't have to have candles lit or nice mood music. We just step into the presence of God, and his glory fills the area that we're in, and things start to change. We bring church wherever we go. We're mobile church. We're mobile kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is voice activated. So when we speak the inspired words of God, then heaven turns up. Now the Bible says that the angels hearken unto the voice of his word. So if we're speaking his word, inspired word, we're the voice of his word, and they'll hearken unto that. No greater authenticness can be spoken than being inspired by the Holy Spirit to speak in English under the power of the Holy Spirit. What about when you speak in tongues? Who's energizing that? It's the Holy Spirit. He's forming the language, and it's the perfect prayer. So do you think that he would Do you think angels would hearken unto the voice of his word? You're the voice speaking in tongues, speaking the inspired words of God, right? And then angels hearken unto that. So when you start speaking in tongues, angels hearken unto the voice of his word. So the true worshippers, the Bible says, Jesus said, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. So if you start speaking in English, that's wonderful. But if you start speaking in tongues, you're speaking the inspired words of God. Definitely, you're speaking the inspired words of God. You can't dilute it or intermingle it or change it, because it's being inspired by the Holy Spirit and it's sealed. You can't add your bit to it. So when you speak in tongues, you're speaking the inspired words of God, and the kingdom of God responds. So what about if you're sitting down and you're praying? Well, the Bible says that Jesus is the bread of life that comes down from heaven. You know, when Jesus fed the 5,000, he took the bread and he looked up into heaven. He stepped into the Spirit. He dropped into the Spirit and he blessed it. And then it multiplied. And then when they fed the 5,000 and there was 4,000, well, on a different occasion, there was bread left over. And he said, gather it up that none be lost. So God's not into waste. Everything that is supplied by the kingdom of God is not to be thrown away as waste. So could you imagine, the Bible says that daily he loads our benefits up. Today is evil enough. There is a daily cycle for God to look after us, for us to walk in. Even in the wilderness, they collected the manna daily, not weekly or monthly, but daily. On Friday, they collected two lots for Saturday. Okay, but there was a daily supply. So that pattern has moved over here into the New Testament. And we operate from a daily cycle. So when things get tough in your life, bear down. And as the day starts ending, bless your life. Bless your day for tomorrow. And you'll start up tomorrow with a blessing. The enemy is hoping that you'll wake up miserable and think about what happened yesterday and curse the rest of your day. And then you'll have a miserable day full of cursings, not the blessings of God. And then at the end of that day, you'll go to bed and wake up the next morning. The first thought you'll have is how bad the last 2 days were, and it'll go on and on until you break the cycle with blessing, with speaking blessing. Praying in tongues is a sure way of blessing your life, because the Holy Spirit wants to do everything to bless your life and bring you into grace, free unmerited favor from God. So could you imagine if you're sitting down and you're eating from a plate, so somebody gives you a plate of food and you eat from it, and it's wonderful food, but you can't fill yourself anymore. You're full. You've met your daily requirements of food, and your plate is only half empty because you've got a big plate. What do? You throw it in the bin? No. You bag it up if you're really good, and you save it for either tomorrow, you put it in for leftovers, or you give it to the poor. Okay? So could you imagine if when you're praying in tongues and you're building yourself up on your most holy faith and you're praying in the Spirit, you're keeping yourselves in the love of God, and you've met your daily requirements of prayer that are going to keep you in the love of God, and you've gone past that, maybe you've prayed an extra half hour. Well, where's that extra half hour prayer going? Well, it can either go up to be stored up for later on for you, or it can be distributed to the poor. And who would be the poor? That would be the saints that are struggling all around the world, that are seeking God but just don't have enough to get them over the hill or get them over the line. So their supply is being supplied by your prayers. So your extra prayers, your more than overabundant prayers, your overflow of prayers is supplying their need. The angel hearkens unto the voice of his word. that word doesn't come back void. When you speak the inspired words of God, they don't come back void. When you speak logos, sure, if it's not inspired, it just falls on the ground. But if it's the inspired word of God, if it has instruction attached to it, spiritual instruction issued by God, it's rhema. So that rhema doesn't come back void. It achieves its stuff. It achieves its purpose. So what does it do? If you're full and you are ministered to, it either goes to a future event that's been stored up for you, or it goes and is distributed to those who are needy in the household of God. Judgment must begin at the household of God. Paul speaks about ministering goodness to everybody, especially those who are of the household of God. So the food that you get from heaven, the first place it's going to go, if you don't need it, it goes to the household of God. And it goes to somebody who the Lord desires to fill their need, and angels are assigned by the Father, and the angels minister unto those saints who are struggling. Because the Bible says in Hebrews, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister unto those who are heirs of salvation? So when the day turns up and Jesus is there and you're standing before him, and it's time that the Lord actually issues all of the good things you've done for him, and you've just been sitting on the lounge doing nothing but just praying in tongues, and excessively praying, instead of maybe praying for 10 minutes a day, you're praying for an hour a day, and maybe you're exceeding your daily lot, what the Lord needs to minister to you to keep you full of God. That is going to all of those other people. And they're going to be standing before the Lord, and the Lord's going to say, these people are here because of your prayers, because of your overflow. You may say, but I never went out on the street. I never went to China or India. I never went to Africa and braved it out in the dark jungles, preaching the gospel under a whole lot of opposition. All I did was sit on my lounge in my air-conditioned comfort with a cup of tea, praying in tongues. He would say, yeah, but you did what I asked you to do. And you went, and through your prayers, because the kingdom of God is voice activated, and angels were assigned unto these people and helped them get over the mark. And these people are standing here before you because of your prayers. They're strong, or they were built up enough to make it over the line. And by their own self, they would not have made it. But because of your prayers, you helped get them over the line, and they're standing here before you. That's going to be your treasure, because the souls of men are the greatest treasure that you can achieve in the kingdom of God. So if you can understand that, if you pray and fill yourself up, when you go to minister, you operate from your overflow, and you, by sheer force of that's inside you, deep calls unto deep, kingdom of God opens up and pours into your life, and then all the stuff that is needed is ministered unto the saints around about you. When you're praying for them, cancer, schizophrenia, whatever, we get people ring us up and say, we've got tumors, you know, we've got cancer, breast cancer, all this stuff. We said, that's okay, no problem, because we know what's happening. So we tell them to sit down, and we just start, we say, you be quiet and just receive. And then what we do is we start worshiping God. Within 30 seconds, we can hear them on the other side. You know, and they're going, praise the Lord, or whoa, or whatever. And stuff's happening on that side. And then after maybe a couple of minutes of declaring things, so we wait until we step into the glory, then we start declaring things. And when we declare things, those things are inspired by the Holy Spirit, because we're full of the Holy Spirit, just like in Acts. You know, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit. Stephen, who was stoned, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And we speak from that being full of the Holy Spirit position, and the Lord floods into their life and does all the stuff. And we get lots of feedback from those situations, and they say, when you started praying, I just felt the glory of God come over me, and I felt fire, and all of a sudden I felt joy and peace, and I felt faith come over me, and all these things we hear back from them. Because the kingdom of God floods into their life. Because we started from a position of being full of God. We'd have to say to them, look, I know you've got cancer and you're hanging off the cliff by your fingernails and you're nearly ready to die, but we've got to go away and pray and fast for a week. No, it doesn't work like that. We've already done our praying and fasting. We've already prayed to the Lord, and we've already lived in an overflow, in a full position daily. Every moment of the day, we're full of God. Now, when God wants to flood our life, when he wants to have time with us, when he wants to have personal time with us, he doesn't have to do something miraculous. He just turns up and he steps into the overflow, because we're already full and God just turns up. And it's great. The presence of God, the glory of God and fire turns up over us. And yeah, Donna and I, we sit on our lounge and we say, so what do you want to do today? Let's just get whacked in the presence of God. So we just close our eyes, and within 30 seconds or so, we're out to it for hours, because we just, I don't know how you describe it, but we just go out to it. We're gone for hours, sitting in our lounge, and you'd think we're dead asleep, but we're in the presence of God. And then we come out of that, it's just, we can do that anytime we want, because we're full of God. We stay full of God. And whenever we need, whenever we need to go to the fridge and open it, it's full. And we have access to the fridge and all the goodies in the fridge, all the goodies in the cupboard. We have access to everything that God has to offer us. He administrates all of the stuff, but we have access to it. So I hope that has ministered to you. It would be a really good idea to sit down and pray in tongues more than you need to. And if you can't pray in tongues for hours every day, maybe you could start up 5 minutes. Start off with maybe 5, or then 10 minutes, then 20 minutes. And from the 5 minutes, the prayer will be ministered to you to do 10 minutes. And as you're doing 10 minutes each day, the prayers of the 10 minutes speaking in tongues will come back to you and give you the grace to pray for 20 minutes. And then as you pray for 20 minutes each day, the grace that is formed, the supply that is formed from that 20 minutes each day, you'll be able to do 40 or 50 minutes. And then you'll come to a place where you're overflowing. And then as you are full of God from that maybe half hour of prayer, then God will open you up. He will increase your capacity. And then you'll go from 20 minutes to 40 minutes. And then you'll do that again. You'll go through the next phase. And you'll be going from glory to glory as you behold his face. As you get a revelation of who truly Jesus is, you'll be transformed from glory to glory. And your capacity to minister to people will increase. And as you show yourself faithful, pressing towards the mark of the higher calling, God will supply your needs according to his riches in glory. He doesn't want you to stay static. He wants you to move forward. So as you press towards the mark of the higher calling, he will increase your capacity. And as you step out and do things, you'll find that you'll have greater capacity to do greater things in the kingdom of God. You'll have access to greater things through the leading of the Holy Spirit. And you'll see greater miracles. You know, the Bible says Jesus increased in power and knowledge. He showed us how to go from a standing start, right, and how to walk and step in miracles. You'll find the Gospels, as they move forward, his miracles, or the things he did, got greater and greater and greater. He showed us how it was done. He didn't cut corners, or he didn't have any extra bits, because that'd be cheating. He stepped down, he disrobed himself, he dropped off his robes of kinglyship as being in heaven, and he stepped down into mankind, and he took upon himself the frailness of humanity and showed us how to pull down heaven, how to position yourself to pull down heaven and walk in it. That's what he showed us. And if we read the Gospels and we understand and we pray in tongues and let the Holy Spirit open the mysteries of God, then we have access to how it all functions. and then we walk in it. So we'll leave it there, and hopefully this will encourage you to pray in tongues more than you need to, so that you can minister unto the saints who are in need. First ministering to yourself and getting yourself organized, getting yourself established in the things of God, and then after the overflow of all your prayers, going to distribute to everybody else who needs prayers. Paul even said, I need you to pray for me so that I have boldness. Paul, the great apostle who wrote most of the New Testament, needed everybody else's prayers. He needed their prayers. You know, he is just a man walking in the grace of God, walking in the free unmerited grace of God, the free unmerited favor. But he needed prayers from the saints. We need to pray for each other. And if you don't know the words to pray for someone you don't even know, the best thing would be to just sit down and pray in tongues. And let the overflow of your prayers be distributed by the Father using angels to minister unto those who are heirs of salvation. So we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to partner with Don and I and help support us, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.